After going through 56 applications for a new administrator, Santa Rosa County officials have their man from just down the hall. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
Tony Gomelian will move from his current position as the county's public service director since 2003 into the chair being vacated by Hunter Walker, who's retiring next month after 20 years.
Taking a next step, a desire to have a challenge, meet the challenge, and put together a new team of strong leaders for our county.
It's Gomelian's third county position. He was also Santa Rosa's environmental director from 1986 to 2003. He was selected Monday by the county commission from two other finalists, Barrow County, Georgia Administrator Randall Dowling and Jackson County Administrator Ted Lakey. Gomelian believes his nearly 30-year resume gave him the inside track.
We've got a wide range of experience with our county government, and so I think it does give me a perspective as I look at solving problems and look at issues that come up and can understand those problems and hopefully help bring solutions in a quick manner.
County commissioners brought in the three finalists for interviews last week and met with them one-on-one. Prior to the vote, Chairman Don Salter said they praised Gomelian for his service and desire to move forward.
And a lot of the commissioners talked about the success of the county today. Unemployment is some of the lowest in the state of Florida. Our taxation is some of the lowest. So there were a lot of good things that was brought out during the interview process. And in the end, Mr. Gomelian had been part of those successes.
Salter says another tipping point in favor of Gomelian was the changes he's made to the Public Service Department.
And really concentrated on improving customer service and efficiencies. So there was a lot of good qualities about each of the three finalists, but in the end, we felt like there was no reason to make a major change when you had someone who'd been performing well over the last several years.
County administrators, at least those in Santa Rosa County, work with the county commission, recommend a yearly operating budget, draw up meeting and policy agendas, and work with agencies on the local, state, federal, and nonprofit levels. Salter likens the job to a company's CEO.
The county administrator is one of two employees who report directly to the Board of County Commissioners. It's the county administrator and the county attorney. Those are the two only real direct employees we have. All the other employees coming up through department heads report to the county administrator.
Coming up for Gomelian, he'll be working on the transition with outgoing administrator Hunter Walker.
We'll start that process. As a matter of fact, he and I spoke about some things that go ahead and get involved in so there'd be a seamless transition when that time comes. Of course, we'll still be doing public service director duties and trying to mesh it all together as we work toward the first of the year.
But before that, there's a little matter of contract negotiations between Gomelian and County Attorney Roy Andrews. The advertised salary range for the position is $115,000 to $145,000 a year. Salter says the ball gets rolling on that during Thursday's regular meeting.
To approve the county attorney moving forward to negotiate a contract with Mr. Gomelian, then the county attorney will bring that back to the board once they reach a satisfactory level with a contract. Then we will approve the contract, then Tony will be official, and they'll start the transition.
Tony Gomelian also had some thoughts about replacing Hunter Walker, who he calls a great leader, and acknowledging the size of the shoes he has to fill.
You always feel a little inept to try to step into somebody else's spot when they've been in a place for 20 years as he has. You know that there are expectations people have for how things have been done, and he's done a great job for our county. All I can do is be Tony and try to do the best I can, but he set the bar high.
A search committee from the Florida Association of County Managers reviewed all 56 applicants, sending 8 candidates to the Santa Rosa Commission, which then pared down to the final 3, leading them in-house to Tony Gomelian. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.